And on Monday night, Rachel featured reporter John Archibald and gave him full credit, saying he broke the story. He's been on it for over a year, and she repeatedly was heaping praise on him. Now, Archibald himself didn't bother to say, well, you know, actually, there was a blogger who first broke this story.
Sorry.
Hey, enjoy it.
I'm sorry, Peter. I just can't help laughing because I thought of this scenario myself.
You go ahead and laugh all you want. You deserve it, okay? You've earned it. So, you know, here is Archibald being treated like a Pulitzer Prize nominee by Rachel Maddow, and he doesn't even have the good judgment and the generosity to say, well, you know, some other people actually got the recording and broke the story, and I'm just riding on their coattails. And there's also a guy named Chuck Dean, who's also a reporter there. And unfortunately, you don't enjoy any benefit of the doubt from him because you outed him as an Ashley Madison customer.
Yeah. Chuck's been real unhappy with me for quite a while. But I've imagined that same scenario of Archibald. And of course, I knew he wouldn't do it, but somebody that would have enough intestinal fortitude and integrity to correct Rachel on the air and say, Rachel, I'm happy to tell you I have reported on it and worked on it, but I did not break it. My organization didn't break it. And for 7 months, we tried to squelch it. I mean, that's really the biggest story of all, is that I posted the article where he said, oh, there's barely smoke here. There's no fire. There's no facts. There's no proof. And so that's what's really galling, is that he not only didn't break it, he was like 7 months behind the curve.
And was part of an effort to cover it up. He was carrying water for Bentley.